Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Hi guys, Chris Wilcock here for the Gifts of the Universe. Welcome. In this episode, I want to start out by saying I am sorry that I have not made a podcast in about a month's time. It is actually March the 18th, and the last podcast I recall was back on February the 10th. I have kept myself busy over the last, you know, 5-6 weeks in the process of packing up and getting ready to move. I have sold my house and I am moving. So that's a lot that's happened in a very short period of time. I made a sudden decision to do that. Things felt right and, you know, things needed to change. So tonight I want to create an episode here, and I want to talk about change. As we go through talking about the gifts of the universe, and we talk about manifesting things into our world, changing our beliefs. One of the most important things about changing our beliefs is being ready to change. There is no point in saying, I'm going to do this, if you're not mentally ready for that change. And what do I mean by that? I mean that we have to allow ourselves to accept that we want to change. If we hang on to the old belief, or we hang on to the old idea of what we want, that concept is not really something that we can easily change or feel comfortable with changing. We have to be ready to release that change. So let's say, for example, you wanted to quit smoking, but really, you know, you love to smoke. You love the idea of getting up and going outside and having a cigarette. You love that initial feel in your lungs, or whatever it is, or you feel that rush of nicotine, or whatever it is that a cigarette smoker feels. If you're not ready to release that feeling and you're not ready to move on from that feeling, then you're not really truly ready to embrace the change. So what I want to talk about here is, what is change to us, right? So here I am, I sold my house, my life is going to change quite dramatically. I am moving to a different town. I'm going to have a whole different way of doing things. Now, of course, you can go through those physical movements and that you know, process and leave behind what you have and move on to the other. But if you're not willing to release it and let that go, then change is going to be very difficult. So when we go to change our beliefs, I was thinking of this just the other day as I thought, wow, there's a lot going on for me. I've got a lot of change here. I feel like I'm embracing the change. I feel like the change is what I need in the direction of my life. And I know it may be sudden for some people, and maybe some people just aren't good with change. And I know I'm a person that can really kind of hang on to the way things were. But you kind of have to really think about it. Am I ready to go to the next set a step? So am I ready to go to that next level? Am I ready to take change and move in that direction? And ultimately, it comes down to risk, right? So are you willing to take that risk? So when we talk about change, one of the things I want to point out is when we have a belief or we have a way of looking at something and we are willing to release that and change and move in an entirely new direction and do something entirely outside of, let's say, our comfort zone, we have to be willing to release it. You have to understand that, if you can change your mind, if you can change what you think and you can change what you're hanging on to, then you can truly change your life. So when I talk about your beliefs and those negative beliefs, they may be something that you don't really want to change. Maybe you're hanging on to those. They could be bullshit and they could be something that really isn't serving you and something that you are just hanging on to, that old belief, because it's comfortable. Because we all get into a place where we, maybe though we want to change it and we want a different life, we're comfortable. This is what we know. This is how we're, how we are today. We have to be aware that, whatever we can slough off or whatever we can push away from us is extraneous. It's not us. It doesn't make us, right? So we have to really look at ourselves as the people that we are and the beings that we are and realize that all of our experiences and all of our beliefs make us who we are, but they're changeable. We won't disappear from this earth. We won't, just become somebody that we don't like. We probably will become somebody different. We will be changed by that change, right? That's just, the way it is. If we change, then potentially we change who we are. So I want you to think about change, right? So if you've come up with a belief this year and you say, this year I'm going to manifest that new job. I'm going to manifest that new unbelievable relationship. I'm going to meet my soulmate. But I want you to think about that your beliefs are what is probably holding you back. And even though you've decided, okay, I'm going to change my beliefs, and you've gone through the process here of, embracing new beliefs and things that will make you and work with you to become that person you want so that you can manifest that, that relationship or that job into your life. But in the back of your brain, if you're hanging on to the bullshit that was, and you're saying, oh yeah, well, that'll never happen, and that kind of thing, and you can't release it, then you're going to have a difficult time. So what I'm simply suggesting here is to look at it as change. Look at change as a natural progression, a part of life, a way of being. We all change. If you look back in your life and you look back 10, 15 years ago, or even 2-3 years ago, whatever is applicable to you, look back a little bit in your life and think, am I the same person as I was? And probably you're not. In some way you've changed. Some of your beliefs have probably changed. You probably came to realize that you were hanging on to old limiting beliefs. You probably realized they weren't serving you anymore. So when you go to change now, I want you to truly look at those beliefs that you have. Look at that life you have and see, are you willing to change? Are you willing to release what you were, what you believed in the past? Can you now move forward with a new set of beliefs? Can you go through that change? So what got me thinking about this was how important change is and what really is change. So here I am selling my house. I sold my house. I literally made a decision in a very short period of time to put my house on the market. And within a day, 2 days, I'd sold my house. So I was committed to that point, right? And this was a good change for me. And so what I had to start thinking about is, as I release the old house and I start packing up and I get ready to move, I'm moving to a new chapter in my life, a new episode, if you will. And that change forces me to to leave that old house behind, that old life behind? Am I happy? Was I happy with my old house? Yes, I was. But once you make a decision to move in a new direction, you have to be willing to release that old way of being. You have to sort of see it the same way I see my house. It's gonna go. It's in the past now. It's going to be a different life. And that's something to embrace. And realize that that new change is a very positive thing. And that's now the direction of your life. So what I guess I'm saying is, when you look at change, look at it the same way I'm looking at my house. I cannot hang on to the house that I currently live in and move into a new house and a new life. I can't have them both. That's not gonna work, right? So you have to be willing to release that old life. So let's say you are looking for a new relationship and you've been working through everything that we've talked about in these podcasts to manifest a new job, manifest that career that you really want, manifest a soulmate relationship. Whatever it is, as you move in that direction towards that thing you're trying to acquire, that thing you want to manifest and bring into your life, you have to be willing to release the old you. You have to be able to release what kept you tied to the past. So probably if you're looking at relationships, you're probably, you've got some maybe negative baggage from previous relationships. Maybe you've had things happen to you in your past that are not entirely positive. If you hang on to those, beliefs, that way of thinking, and you don't totally release that change, then you are going to find it hard to move to the new thing you're trying to manifest and what you're trying to draw into your life. So what I'm saying, I guess, is you really have to embrace change. You have to be willing to understand what you were attached to in the past, what your beliefs were, what your situations were in the past are not what you are today. And they certainly aren't what your future's gonna be if you don't want them to be. If you try and drag your past into your future, then you're going to have much the same as you had in the past. Your future's gonna look like your past. And for a lot of people in life, that is the way they live. Every day, every week, every month, every year is very similar to the past week, month, or year because they didn't release, right? So you kind of got to be ready to reinvent yourself. And does that mean that change is always positive? That change is always, great? No, but you have to be willing to release it to move into the new change. And I particularly am using this as an analogy more than anything, me selling my house and moving to a new house. What I'm really talking about here is your belief system. And I've said it in the past, in order to replace beliefs, you have to create new beliefs. You if you were told as a child that, you'll never amount to anything, you'll never, make $200,000 a year. If you are hanging on to that, you are gonna have a tough time convincing yourself through your affirmations or anything else, your vision boards, that you will. Release those. Those are limiting beliefs. They don't serve any purpose. So once you're done with something, release it. It doesn't mean you have to forget your past. It doesn't mean you have to forget where you came from or even what that belief was. Maybe that belief did serve you. Probably not if it's a limiting belief, but maybe in some way it did serve you. But just like the house that I've been living in for the past 6 years, It no longer serves my future. I'm making a change to something that is going to be better. And of course, I don't know that. I don't have a crystal ball any more than you do. But you look to the future, you project yourself in this place, you work to manifest it with all of the tools that I've been talking about over the last, 8 months. And you work towards gaining what it is that you truly want. But in order to do so, you have to be free of the past. You have to be free of your limiting beliefs, right? So I don't protest to have all the answers here. And I'm not saying by any means that, Yet some of you don't have things in your past that have really created a lot of limits on you, and they're hard to get over. But I am saying that you, as a human being, decide what you bring into the future. You can make a choice to what your beliefs are. You can decide that you don't believe the bullshit you were fed many years ago or even last week. You can decide that that doesn't serve you. You can decide that you're going to leave it behind, you're going to move forward, and you're going to make a change, right? That's all anything is. When you get up in the morning, you make a decision that today, this is what my day looks like. If you get up, and I've said this before, and you say, oh my God, it's going to be a shitty day. Oh my God, I can't, you know, this is going to be a goddamn awful day. I should just go back to bed. If you start out that way, then I can almost guarantee you that that's what you're going to get, right? You have to look to the future, and that day is the future, and you have to decide what it is that you want from that day. And the same as you have to decide what you want next month, next year, 5 years from now, and 10 years from now. These are all choices you try to make by staying positive, but you have to make the change. And in order to make the change, you have to be willing to let go of something. You cannot move to something without letting go of something. Just in the same way that I cannot move to a new house and a new future and keep this one. I have to leave this behind. So I had to make the decision. So I am just trying to use this as an analogy for you to look to your future and think about what it is you want. When you've decided what it is you're going to manifest and you've been very clear about what it is you want and you work on your limiting beliefs that have been holding you where you are now, you have to really release those old beliefs, right? So all I'm asking you here is to think about what it is that you want. Go through the process that we've talked about for the past 8 months or so and what's in my book, and make a decision that you're going to do that. And once you make that decision, just like this house, you have to leave it behind. So you got to take those old beliefs and you've got to throw them in the dumpster, and you've got to make a decision that you are going in this direction. And of course, you can be flexible as you go in that direction, but all I'm saying is that as you go in that direction, don't drag the past along with you, right? Be willing to leave some of that past behind and move towards change. So move towards change. Move in the direction that you want to go, but be willing to let the past go. So hopefully this helps, guys. This is something I've been thinking about. So I've been busy, like I said, over the last month. I sold my house, I've been packing up, and unfortunately I haven't had time to do a podcast. But as I do so, I realize that, you know, there's a lot of similarities between packing up, you know, things in my house that I want to keep, which we can call, you know, the positive beliefs, and there's throwing away all that shit and garbage, you know, that I've been hauling off to the dump and throwing in green garbage bags and getting rid of. That's all to me like, you know, my negative beliefs. That stuff doesn't serve me anymore. When I first moved into this house, you know, a lot of that stuff came with me because it was, you know, the baggage I needed. So I like to think of it in the same way now that like I threw that shit away, that's garbage, that doesn't serve me anymore. And I'm whittling down what I have and moving to a new place, which is like moving in the direction that you want with the stuff you need, right? So call the stuff you need, just like you'd pack stuff in a house, into a box, that's the stuff you need. That's like your beliefs. Those are like your positive beliefs. Those are the things that serve you. Those are the things I'm going to use going forward. But all that rest of that crap that doesn't serve me, all the negative beliefs, all went in garbage cans and went out. And then I'm going to move from this house to a new house. And that's like moving from one set of experiences. It doesn't mean it was bad. It was very positive living here and it served me very well. And it's somewhere that I've been extremely happy in. And honestly, it was a saving grace of a house. But what I am saying is that it's time to move on, and there's certain things we leave behind. So maybe you've gone from a relationship that hasn't been serving you over the last so many years, and you're wanting to get into, you know, an amazing relationship. Or maybe you've had a job, and that job served you well, and it gave you what you needed at the time. And now you want to manifest, you know, a new career, something new. You want to acquire something new. So you have to be willing to push away that shit, throw the garbage away, keep what you need, release that relationship, release that old job, but move to the new job. You have to be willing for that. Now, I'm not saying if you're looking for a new job or a new relationship that you get rid of the one you're currently in or get rid of your job that you're currently in or whatever it is. I'm just saying you have to have the mentality for change. And change is something that most of us don't do very well, right? Change is something that when we think about it, we really like to hang on to things. As human beings, we personally, I can say, we're a bit of a hoarding group, right? We tend to hold on to things, particularly emotions and feelings. We hang on to the way we looked at things, and we hang on to our past. Now, the past is amazing. It serves us really well. And the history we've had as people and you know, individuals, that history is really important to us. And I'm not suggesting for one second here that we, you know, get rid of it, right? What you were, where you come from, that's all served you to some degree, and it's all important. But what I am saying is when it's time to change and you're moving in the direction that you want to go, be willing to release that old stuff, right? So I hope that helps, guys. All I'm trying to say here is, you know, change your mind, change your life. Everything comes down to your thoughts. What you think really forms your life. And if you're holding on to old crap and old shit, it's not going to serve you very well. So as you move towards the new life you want, right now, you need to be willing to accept that you're going to release and you're going to change, right? All right. So thanks, everybody. Like I said, it's been about a month. I'm going to be busy. I wanted to get a podcast out. I wanted to not forget you guys. I didn't want you guys to think that I've forgotten you. I love doing these podcasts. I think they're really important. I am going to be taking off, you know, another couple of weeks, maybe a month. I'm not sure. I'm going to be moving very shortly here. And, you know, there's a lot tied to that process. But I'll keep you guys up to date on how that goes and what's going on. But I really thank you guys for listening. If you get a chance, subscribe to my podcast. My book is available on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe. Thank you again for listening. I appreciate it. And this has been Chris Wilcock for The Gifts of the Universe. In this episode, we've been talking about change. Thanks.